Well, first up today, we're back with all the travel news that you can use this week, produced and presented by new team member Gwen Luscombe.
In travel news this week, Adelaide is set to welcome the Pullman Adelaide as Aqua Hotels have announced that it will take over the management of the Crown Plaza, rebranding the hotel as of the 1st of October. With the opening of the new hotel, Pullman will become the largest five-star hotel brand in Australia with 15 properties nationally. In Western Australia, Intercontinental Hotels have also announced the October opening of the Intercontinental Perth City Centre. The 16-level hotel will offer 240 guest rooms, new dining and bar options, and conference space for roughly 150 delegates. Guests that choose to stay in the Club Intercontinental rooms will also have access to the exclusive lounge area ideal for business travellers. Dining options within the new hotel are set to be rather unhotel-like and spill out onto the public areas of the King Street precinct, making it accessible to public patrons as well as hotel guests. Dining options will be focused on local produce and regional wines, and they'll include a Spanish-style tapas in raw bar, a stylish cafe serving up pastries and a high-end tea service, as well as a food truck meets hole-in-the-wall diner option called Graffiti, where patrons can enjoy gourmet to-go fare and coffee via a roller door entry. And in more hotel news, Sydney's Sheraton on the Park has begun its $40 million renovation, which is set to transform its 558 guest rooms, suites, and club lounge. In particular, the layout of the Sheraton Club will be reconfigured to better capitalize on the views of Sydney Harbour, Hyde Park, and St. Mary's Cathedral. The hotel has recently completed a $2 million renovation to its dining venue, and it is expected that these further renovations will be complete in early 2018. Well, he's an unlikely hotel guest, but the Park Hyatt Melbourne has a new permanent in-house resident. Mr. Walker is a gorgeous 18-month-old blonde Labrador, and he has moved into the hotel in the Melbourne CBD, taking up the position as the Park Hyatt Melbourne's very first canine ambassador. Mr. Walker was trained to provide assistance and companionship to people with low vision or blindness by Guide Dogs Victoria. Since he was 8 years old, Mr. Walker has lived with a volunteer puppy-raising family, honing his companion skills, before he returned earlier this year to Guide Dogs Victoria's campus to begin his training as a working guide dog. After achieving many milestones in the incredibly tough program, it was, however, decided that guide dog life simply just wasn't Mr. Walker's calling. His larger-than-life personality was better suited as an ambassador dog, where his affectionate nature is truly able to shine. He's been taken in by the Hyatt Melbourne's hotel manager, Brett Sweetman, and he has a full roster of daily activities, allowing his people skills to shine as he welcomes hotel guests, accompanies them on morning walks, and poses for selfies in the lobby. In airline news this week, Qantas has announced four 787 Dreamliners will be based in Brisbane. It's a decision that will bring 470 new jobs to the area and potentially open up new international routes. The first of the Dreamliners ordered will be delivered from Boeing to Australia in late October this year, and the first to be based in Brisbane will arrive in mid-2018. All four of the Brisbane-based aircraft will be in place by the end of 2018. The Qantas Group CEO, Alan Joyce, said that basing these four aircraft in Brisbane will help drive international tourism into the state over the long term. Joyce said that each of the aircraft will bring 120 cabin crew and pilots to the city, with many of them choosing to settle within the state. A further 350 indirect jobs are expected to be created as a result. From Brisbane, the Qantas Dreamliner is capable of flying non-stop to US destinations such as Seattle, Chicago and San Francisco, Vancouver in Canada, as well as Asia. Earlier this year, Qantas opened a new domestic lounge precinct with business lounge and valet service, and the Qantas Club in Brisbane is due to open within the next couple months. And they say that nobody can cook a meal better than mom, which is why the Annam Resort in Vietnam has undertaken a new dining initiative by recruiting half a dozen local mothers into their staff to serve up some authentic home-cooked Vietnamese meals every Wednesday and Sunday evening. Bringing their very best recipes, which have been handed down through generations of their own families, the dishes will be served in traditional style. The Annam's founder said that while these women have not been trained as cooks and carry no fancy titles, what they do bring is an authenticity of how the Vietnamese eat every day, and they're happy to share that with guests. Many of these mothers already have children employed by the hotel in a variety of roles, and they'll be plating up fresh, healthy, and delectable fare at cooking stations at the resort's all-day dining restaurant. The launch of Mama's Cooking coincides with the opening of the resort's Indochine Grill, and the colonial-inspired 12-acre hectare resort celebrated its grand opening in late April this year. Walt Disney World Resort announces that 2018 will be the official opening of their latest addition to Disney Parks theme in Florida, with Toy Story Land opening. The larger-than-life setting of Andy's Backyard will be located within Disney's Hollywood Studios and leave guests feeling as though they've been shrunk to the size of Woody and Buzz as they are surrounded by oversized toys from the blockbuster movie Toy Story. The 11-acre new land will feature two new rides and attractions set along giant building blocks, game board pieces, and the toys and characters of the beloved Toy Story movies. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own multi-million-dollar holiday villa, this could be your chance to get one, with one Grecian couple raffling off their luxury villa in the Greek islands for just €50, or roughly $75 Australian a ticket. The lucky winner will be the proud owner of not just the 5,000-square-meter luxury villa, but the vineyard that comes with it. The villa is a 2-minute walk to the beach and features two living rooms, four bedrooms, two of which have ocean views, two bathrooms, two kitchens, balconies with sea and mountain views, and a large outdoor swimming pool which overlooks the Mediterranean Sea. With only 50,000 raffle tickets available for purchase, the odds of winning, they say, are much higher than winning the lotto, and the draw will take place on December the 15th this year. Should the tickets not sell out, the winner is still set to walk away happy with half of the earnings from ticket sales. So if you're keen to try your luck, get your ticket at www.winyourluxuriousvilla.com. And that's Travel News This Week. I'm Gwen Luscombe.
Thank you very much, Gwen. Great job.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.